The numbers told the story, they always do.
It's one of those idiots who believe in analytics.
This is a numbers game with Gil Alexander on VSiN.
Hour number two of a numbers game at VSiN, the sports betting network, VSiN.com, the VSiN app, Game Plus, iHeartRadio, YouTube TV, all proudly brought to you by BetMGM. It's Gil Alexander. It's Kelly Bidlin on the heels of Super Bowl 57. What a game. What a classic.
That was awesome.
But I'll start this hour the same way I started last hour. I miss football already. But I will say this. Let's start in the correct chronological order. The Indian Wells TPC March Madness Masters stretch is awesome, too.
It is good.
Yeah.
It's good stuff.
We'll get to golf
and the NBA playoffs right after.
And the NBA postseason after that. All very good. We get tweets at Beating the Book. Scotty B, 726. We always talk about some coordinators are better coordinators than a head coach, but with Bieniemy, we're always shocked. It's a different job. Yeah, I mean, look, the thing is we don't know that yet is my point, Scotty B, and we don't know because Eric Bieniemy's never been a head coach. And you know what? I'm not the one interviewing him. So maybe he just doesn't interview well. Maybe there's other things that bother. So I'm just saying it's amazing that they've been successful for this long and he still hasn't gotten a gig.
Right, right. I think what he's saying there is it's fine to say after we see someone fail as a head coach, right?
Right.
Like, okay, you earned the right to become a head coach.
That's right. Well, that's not what he's saying. What I'm saying is we don't know that until he's a head coach.
No, I know. I know. But I'm saying I don't think you can't say that about a coordinator who's never had a chance.
That's right. That's exactly right, Kelly. Philly Boy LV4223. Oh, we alluded to this earlier. He said, Gil, can you shed some light on the William Hill Caesars thing? How could this happen? And if it's going down, wasn't good enough, it's still down right now. The only thing I can surmise, and again, what he's referring to here is the Caesars Will Hill app was down from the second quarter on yesterday, and it's still down. Kelly Bidlin just put it up.
Pro tip, have multiple accounts at multiple sports books so you can live bet this game. Wyatt Tomchek.
Kelly now, 2 for 2 on calling out other VSiN
personnel. He texted me in the middle of the game last night. He's like, what's going on with William Hill? I can't live bet the game.
You took it down Santos. You took down Tomchek. Kelly is the...
Hey, they all do incredible work around here. Once in a while, though.
The only thing I can surmise is that it was too much volume for them in terms of too many people on it at the
same time. We've seen that before, right? And it's excusable, whatever. There's a lot of volume, understand that. But when we see that happen, it usually goes down for, 10 minutes? And then it's back up 10, 15 minutes?
I mean, we're still down.
We're still down.
Carl Neufeld, the official on the sideline, was not calling the offsides. The players were. Players would stand up, then the flag came from the head official right behind the quarterback. In the end, Mahomes went nuts, and the head official threw the flag from the backfield on a DB downfield. Carl, I said it in the first hour, like the entire first half at least. And even, yes, you could even argue that Mahomes made them call the last one. The players on the field were getting the refs to throw the flags. It was one of my first points on the show today.
There were things, too. Like, what was that play? You and I were texting throughout the whole game. But was it the Eagles' first drive where there was clearly a late hit out of bounds where the guy went straight for his helmet?
Oh, that was a vicious hit.
They didn't call it all?
A vicious hit, yes.
It was a vicious hit.
Elvis Toast Patterson fan. Gil, did you see what the grade was on the over-under for 10.5 penalties called? Can't find it. Great year. Enjoy your vacation. Thank you. How many total penalties were there?
What the grade was? I can get that for you.
Yeah. Mike Rouse. If Bradbury doesn't hold, then Schuster would have been wide open for a touchdown. You have to call it every time.
9 penalties in the game. So under 10.5.
Corbin. Amazing game last night. A shame it's going to be remembered for that last call when really the Eagles gave the game away in the third quarter, not being aggressive. Most disappointing thing was Rihanna mediocrely moving it on stage and not throwing it back like we thought.
She's pregnant!
She's pregnant, man. Give her a break.
I don't even know. She should have been up there on flying.
I am more. She was the MVP of that game.
It was incredible.
And by the way, I'm not referring to the medley of songs because maybe I'm too old, but I cannot get with the medley. Like 45 seconds of this, 30 seconds of that. I'm old. I like Rihanna, but I'm like, I can't listen to
it. It's the same reason I can't ever go to the club, right? I go to the club and I'm like, I don't know what this song is. I don't know what this song is.
Is that why you don't go to the club?
That's why, Gil. That's why.
Kelly's like, I'd go in here.
Well, then it's way too loud. And but I like the drinks cost $40. You know, it's ridiculous. But they finally land on one song and you're like, ooh, I like this song. And then 26 seconds later, it changes.
Las Vegas 514. Yo, who gets a better deal? Jalen Hurts or Lamar Jackson? Have a great vacation. Thank you, Las Vegas. Who gets a better deal? I'm going to say Jalen Hurts does. Because Lamar Jackson right now, acting as his own agent, yeah, I don't know if he's getting that kind of money.
Lamar Jackson still gets a better deal.
Still, you think so?
Yeah. He's an MVP in this league.
He and his team are at odds currently. Like, I don't think they're going to give him $200 million?
I feel like I'm one of the biggest, like, Lamar Jackson haters on the planet.
Oh, I love Lamar Jackson, but, like, I'm not so sure he gets a better deal. Maybe I'm wrong. I could be wrong.
I think he does, but I don't know. I mean, again, Deshaun Watson has thrown off this entire quarterback market.
Yes, that's the – by the way, should we bring in Chrissy Andrews later to have him talk about that? Chrissy Andrews is joining us later. Yeah. I'm just kidding about talking about that, though. Touchdown Jesus. Oh, he's talking about the white jersey thing. We never brought this up. White jerseys are up to 16 of 19 winners now in the last 19 Super Bowls. If you have the white jerseys, they've won 16 times out of 19. AFC back to the home team choosing next year, so have to go against likely Chiefs, Bills, Bengals. That's his take on it. Hashtag science, he said. Gambling Steve, can you just clarify? Did you say you laid $3 on the Chiefs first to 30 when it was 27-21? Wondering if I heard that wrong. You did. North of 3-1 twice. Yeah. And just south of 3-1 twice when the Chiefs had the ball down 27-21. That ended up being massive for me. Massive bets on that.
The you know, bringing up, going back to the white jerseys real quick.
Yes, sir.
That was, I saw Rob Ninkovich talking about this morning, blaming Bradberry and any of the players that would have been wearing black gloves in that situation. He wasn't even as mad at the refs.
Oh, that's a
he
great
said, as,
call.
He said, as a defensive player, you should not be making literally black and white combinations for uniforms because your hands stick out like a sore thumb when they go to when it happens in real time and then when they go to replay.
Well, that's an interesting point. I mean, James Bradberry did tug the jersey, so I'm not sure the glove color would have mattered, but it is an interesting point. Maybe it doesn't help. Let's put it that way.
I thought it was interesting of how adamant he was about it. Like, it's something a defensive player should know.
Ninkovich knows better than we do. That's an interesting point.
Mm-hmm.
It does not help, that's for sure. Kelly, want to grade some other random props that were out there?
Yeah, we'll
just
fly
for thoroughness' sake?
Yeah, we'll start with the passing ones we went through yesterday. So, yeah. Mahomes well under, and Hurts over his mark, 243.5. Over 2.5 touchdowns for Patrick Mahomes, under 1.5 passing touchdowns for Jalen Hurts. Obviously, he got into the end zone on the ground multiple times. Completions under for Mahomes, 25.5. Over 20.5 completions for Jalen Hurts. Attempts under 38.5 for Patrick Mahomes. I don't know if I would have believed that we'd be sitting here talking about a Chiefs win with how few yards Patrick Mahomes actually ended up having.
Because
right?
Burrow ended up with the most passing yards in the postseason, which was a huge upset into yesterday. Yeah.
Wow, that is huge. Okay, attempts over for Jalen Hurts, 31.5. Under interceptions. Yeah, no interceptions in the game yesterday. Longest completion, over 37.5 hits for Jalen Hurts, under 37.5 for Patrick Mahomes. Passing plus rushing yards, over for Jalen Hurts, under for Patrick Mahomes. We can go to rushing next. Miles Sanders, it's like some people thought maybe something was up with the guy, or he lost his place in rotation or injury or something. Under across the board. Jalen Hurts, great game on the ground, over his yardage, over his longest attempt, over his attempts. Isaiah Pacheco, really a workhorse back there for Kansas City last game, goes over everything yesterday. Jerick McKinnon got over his rushing yards and rushing plus receiving yards. Attempts under, though, and longest rush under. Gainwell, all those overs, baby. Let's go.
Yeah, we did it, baby.
Although I only cashed on
we weren't the only ones. Gainwell and Goddard were the big sort of steamers at the end, and everything got over with both of them. Yeah,
yep, they did. Mahomes on the ground, easy overs. Boston Scott. Wow, look at that. Over on his attempts, under on his yards?
That's right.
That's brutal.
Michael Montesano had over on his attempts when he got his third attempt crashing into the line. He's like, yes!
We were freaking out, too. Kelsey, that huge first quarter he has. And then I'm like, am I really not going to get there on yardage? Am I really not going to get there?
Yeah.
Luckily, he did on yardage. Receptions did not.
I think
right?
Some people middled the yardage. There was like an over and an under. They middled it because it just cleared. Yeah.
Because I had 77.5. I think he finished with 80 or 81.
Will Hill middled the yardage on Kelsey.
That's impressive. Yeah. He finished with 81 yards. A.J. Brown over on everything. Devontae Smith over on everything. Those guys were incredible. Dallas Goedert.
Oh, that's right. He didn't get to 19.5 on the longest one. That's right.
Over on everything except for that, I guess. Juju over his yardage and receptions, I believe, on one drive. MVS unders across the board. Kadarius Toney unders across the board. Jarrett McKinnon unders except for receptions. Isaiah Pacheco unders across the board. Justin Watson over his receiving yards and over longest receptions. And touchdown score props anytime gets home on Kelce, Hurts, A.J. Brown. Woo-hoo! And first touchdown goes to Jalen Hurts, not Kenneth Gainwell. Kenneth did not gain well. You did not laugh at my dad joke text last night. I did not appreciate that.
Sorry.
He needed to gain well better, okay?
That went over my head, I guess. Was that a joke?
Whatever. Yeah. Oh, we are on to the next page. Anytime touchdown, Kadarius Toney. Nice hit if you had that. Plus 260, 4-1 on Skymore, and 6-1 on the Kansas City defense special teams.
Wow. What's
in purple. It was purple.
It was purple Gatorade.
Purple saw that one coming. The upset of the day.
Kelly had blue. Then we had the Lane Johnson intel that it was going to be yellow if the Eagles won, and it ends up being Kansas City with purple.
Look on the Gatorade power rankings, that purple one. And I'll have to check the exact flavor during the break. It is top five.
I would have had a top two.
It's top three or four.
And I just want to say this again with everything betting, because my props sort of split. The Kelce ones didn't work. The Gainwell ones did. It wasn't about the props. Like 2 weeks we go talk about the props. America the Beautiful was great, right? But even that split with Rihanna, it was about the end game ultimately. And that's the most amazing thing about betting. You can't anticipate.
We got to go through those next, though, again. I got a lot of green.
The props. You got a lot of green.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, all right, let's do that. Numbers Game, VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
A Numbers Game on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Before you make your next bet, be sure to visit VSiN.com to check the current betting splits data.
Split bets.
Want to know where the money and bets are moving every game? Well, the betting splits page is updated with DraftKings odds every 10 minutes, so you can see changes in all the action. Find out where the public is betting based on the number of tickets and where the money does not match the public opinion. You can check out not just today's action, but future events as well. Betting splits, yet another way that VSiN is here to make you a smarter, better year-round. Check them out. Today's betting splits for every game at VSiN.com. Just want to read a couple more tweets here. We get tweets at Beating the Book. This is from Steven Vegas. I came away from that game last night thinking I'm watching an all-time great Super Bowl. Immediately after that penalty on third down with less than 2 minutes left, there was one way to describe how I felt. Dirty. On to pitchers and catchers reporting. Crane Pool. Enjoy your well-deserved vacation, Gil. Will we see a baseball manifesto this season? No. I have ceded baseball manifesto duties to the great Adam Burke, who I've always said writes the greatest baseball previews any human being has ever written.
He's amazing with them. I hope he got home and finished that Rays one yesterday.
I hope he did,
I'm going to be very disappointed.
Yeah, Riptide. Jeffro Records. Riptide Rush Purple Color is the GOAT Gatorade flavor. The champs knew what they were doing.
I respect that. I just did my quick power rankings. It's number two in my power rankings. It is Riptide Rush. That is the flavor we believe was thrown.
Yeah.
But, it's a good one.
Just want to get a couple points here so I don't forget them before you do your recap of the props. And Chrissy's going to join us as well. We were on yesterday, as were all the VSiN shows, the regular lineup shows, with a special Sunday edition before the Super Bowl. And the biggest, to me, the most interesting note of anything before the Super Bowl yesterday was the Vic Fangio thing. Vic Fangio signed a 2-week contract with the Eagles. He's going to be a coach. He's going to be the defensive coordinator of the Dolphins. He signed a 2-week contract to help the Eagles. Didn't end up helping in the end.
No,
but
right.
I'm just saying, has this ever happened before?
This is the first time I'd ever heard it.
And he would have gotten a Super Bowl ring.
Yes.
And we brought this up yesterday. Like, if you win that Super Bowl, do you go around bragging about your Super Bowl ring? Hey, man, got this. Look at me.
I know what you mean. Almost any other profession, no, I wouldn't, but a Super Bowl ring is a Super Bowl.
Really? Until someone pressed you on it, I was like, wait a minute. I know your career. How long were you with the Eagles? And you're like, 2 weeks.
Hey, you could frame it as I did some very important consulting work that obviously slowed down Patrick Mahomes, you know, if it had worked out that way.
It was the British fortnight. I was with him for a fortnight. And then the other thing, this sports, my accounts are looking a lot barer this morning once the football bets are all out. Nothing but tennis in there now. We'll get to Chrissy and how he did at the South Point. Real quick, though, our Super Bowl props, and again, this is, again, the beauty of betting. You don't know what every vehicle, every event is going to be betting wise. My props ended up just splitting, or my props actually were 2 and 3. The Chiefs money line got home on the pre-flop, but remember it was all about in game.
The Kelce ones lose. Yeah.
The Kelce ones lose even after he get a touchdown early. He couldn't get to either of these. The Gainwell ones, which, by the way, if you're a numbers game listener on the weekday, you're like, wait, I don't remember you having Gainwell. Well, we did by Sunday.
We both did say on Friday that we were both likely going to add Gainwell props. And we just hadn't decided yet.
And the Gainwell ones get there. The Chiefs-Eagles, no score in the first 6:30. There was a score within 5 minutes. And so Kelly's got a lot of green, though. Look at you.
Yeah, over gets home. That ended up being rather easy. And then, yeah, I was, like we talked about, you and I were in-game on the Chiefs side. Ended up being a great Super Bowl. How about Eagles to score first? Cha-ching! And then the play of the game for me. Josh Sweat busts through the offensive line, unimpeded to the quarterback as Patrick Mahomes is dumping it off to Kadarius Toney for the fifth Chiefs player with a rushing attempt.
Oh, and it was going to be a lateral?
Oh, yeah. That was a lateral.
Wow.
That was definitely a lateral. It was definitely caught. And they blow the whistle. We talk about our bad beats all the time. Got to recognize when you get lucky as hell. And that was getting lucky as hell because they blow that play dead, and there is not a fifth Kansas City Chief rusher again in the game. So those under 4.5s get home. Eagles player to have 2+ touchdowns. That gets home with Jalen Hurts. The Mahomes yardage spread, that one didn't work out too well. Travis Kelce over on the yardage. A.J. Brown, yes, to score a touchdown. Kenneth Gainwell over 3.5 rushing attempts. And then the bomb Gainwell props don't get home, even though they should have. He should have led the game rush.
Gainwell scored the first touchdown. You're going nuts. And it's like, no, his elbow was down.
You know what was funny? The one text I did send you, Miles Sanders gets rocked. What was that, the second play of the game where he gets hit out of bounds and fumbles the ball? I texted you. I was like, put him on the bench. We'd never see this guy again.
We didn't
see him again until like the third quarter.
Interesting thing Sirianni did with the backfield. Ladies and gentlemen, he's been a staple of ours on the show, not only every Monday this year, but every Monday during football season, every year on the Beating the Book podcast, and then a numbers game after it. My mishpucha, who runs the South Point Sportsbook right behind us here at the lovely South Point Hotel Casino. Chrissy Andrews, everybody, author and bookmaker alike. How you doing, man?
I'm doing great.
How'd it go for you?
It went good. You know, not fantastic, but no complaints. Went well.
Okay, so a ham sandwich or a little more than a ham sandwich?
Oh, it's, you know, where you're getting your ham from depends. It's one of those aged ones from Parma. You know, you can buy a few of those.
One of those kind of ham sandwiches. Yeah.
That was good. I talked to Mr. Gaughan last night. He was very happy.
That's all you care about.
Michael's happy, I'm happy.
If Michael's happy, I'm happy. Yeah. Was there something that – what specifically would have been the worst outcome for you?
Philly and over, just Philly and over, but Philly by 3 and over, but like way over was okay. Like just barely over. Cause everybody loves these teasers, you know? And, I know we have a pretty educated clientele here, so it's not like I'm going to spill the beans and ruin my whole market, you know? But don't tease totals in general. And I think people, that's a very general rule. But, when you get to the Super Bowl, you're essentially betting a parlay. You know, whether you know it or not, you're betting a parlay. You're just betting a point spread prop parlay. You could do a lot better betting those individually instead of a parlay, taking whatever, plus money or plus points, and pay the price or play the alternate total. Essentially you're playing like a two-team part. It's all about like -280 to play a six-point teaser. The alternate points, to get that same number would be like -240. And then the value on, taking the extra points, that's probably there. That's legit. But it's a total. You're forcing a play there.
What was the breakdown for you? By the way, Chrissy runs the South Point. There's also under the umbrella of the South Point, there's the Rampart as well. Mm-hmm.
And two places in Mesquite.
And two places in Mesquite here in Nevada. Mesquite, Nevada, not Mesquite, Texas. The side total and money line versus the prop pool. How did those break down for you?
It's going to be pretty close. I don't have the exact figures yet. You know, I got to wait to hear from accounting.
You think both were slight winners, though?
Oh yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And by the way, the answer to this question for those listening, like, oh, how did sports books do? There's no blanket answer to that question, especially now. You know,
yeah.
MGM reporting that it was a $1 million swing for them that it ended up as the Chiefs winning and not the Eagles. They obviously have, you know, hubs on the East Coast as well. So, I mean, that's their answer. It's going to be a different answer for everybody.
Yeah, I talked to one guy last night. I don't think he did too good. So, yeah. Don't want to mention them.
Okay.
But
was there remember, like 6 years ago, no, seven, yeah, yeah, 6 years ago, when it was the Patriots Falcons Super Bowl, the 28-3 comeback.
Yeah.
I was back there with you and Vinny for the second half.
Yeah.
Remember, Rufus had nine on the Patriots. Was there an equivalent moment like that in this game? Maybe not on an index number, but was there a prop that you looked in your computer and you're like, oh no, this can't happen?
Well, no. The end of the game, we would have done much better if the guy scores the touchdown.
Oh.
Because I had, will the game comes exactly three? I got murdered on that prop.
Oh, because he's Jerick McKinnon sliding and the game ending up on three.
You know, get in the end zone. First of all, would have beat a few more teasers.
Yeah.
You know, we'd beat a few more teasers. Not that many. There weren't that many Eagles teasers, you know, but there were some. I would have beat some more teasers.
So that was a brutal play
for you. And the three, like, get in the end zone. You know, like, I mean, of course it was the right play, but,
not from your perspective.
I mean, I know if I'm running, I'm going into the end zone. I want that touchdown. And I think, who was the guy with McKinnon?
Jerick McKinnon.
I think McKinnon scoring was actually good for us, too. You know, so it was one of those deals where we wound up with a good day. I don't, you know, listen, our racket, we're always pissing and moaning.
Yeah.
That would have made it a lot better.
What was your best Super Bowl? Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, it felt like that was, I know they said afterward that they had reiterated multiple times, go down, don't score, right? Yeah. It still felt like McKinnon was the guy who heard everybody yell at the TV, right? He kind of hit that burst, and you were like, whoa, and then he immediately slid.
It's almost as if he looked back at the television for a second. He's like, I'm supposed to slide down? Okay, let me go down here. What was your best Super Bowl ever, by the way, offhand?
I'd say the Eagles and Patriots.
And your worst?
Perspectively, well, I would say the Rams and Titans.
Yeah, landing on 7. We'll come back. More with Chrissy Andrews. Kelly will review the golf weekend as well. It's a numbers game at VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
The Sports Betting Network.
If you're looking for a betting edge on the NHL, NBA, or college basketball, the VSiN experts have got you covered. Become a VSiN Pro subscriber with an introductory offer of only $9.99. VSiN Pro subscribers get access to our daily recap of the top plays made by VSiN show hosts and guests, tools like our betting splits, deep dive betting reports, VSiN betting guides for the biggest games of the season, where our experts break down brackets, best bets, and daily props. Don't miss out on the limited time offer, though. Visit VSiN.com/subscribe today to sign up for only $9.99. That's VSIN.com/subscribe. Gil Alexander, Kelly Bidlin, Chrissy Andrews has joined us, my mishpucha, from behind the desk here at the South Point. We'll talk about his books here momentarily. We get tweets at Beating the Book. Larry L. I used to close down the football season with the Super Bowl. Now I close it down with a numbers game Super Bowl recap. Great stuff, guys. Thank you, Larry L. We appreciate that.
Thank you.
Tim Johnson, more like a prosciutto sandwich. Maybe,
I saw that.
Yeah. Jesse Welch, Kelly, you are 100% correct. That was a lateral. I had under 5.5 rushes and 9.5 combined rushers. Oh, 5.5 rushers, pardon me, and 9.5 combined rushers. But I saw that and was on edge the next play when they ran a jet sweep. So, yeah, talking about the
Yeah, I think it was Jets. I think it was jet sweep to Sky Moore, though. Or no, I think he ran already. Whatever, it was one of the guys that already had a carry.
Right, but yours went on Josh Sweat just blowing through the line and then blowing the whistle.
Blowing dead!
That's what, can I interrupt?
Yeah, please.
The exactly 4 rushers for the Eagles, that was a terrible prop for us, because I put it up 4.5, the under was juiced, and they bet the hell out of the under. So I finally went to 4, got some back over. I said, but I'm looking at my sheet. But I said, if it comes exactly 4, that's a really bad. That came exactly 4.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
Ask Kelly bet that. We thought
the Kansas City side. Who was it? Jeff or Adam had the over on the Eagles.
Adam
side.
Did. Yeah.
Did he? Yeah. Four was a terrible number for us. But I'm like every bookmaker. I'm sitting here whining. You know. Yeah. As I eat my prosciutto sandwich.
Yes. If I said to you, for the rest of time, you get a prosciutto sandwich every Super Bowl, would you take it?
Oh yeah. Yeah.
You wouldn't eschew that in favor of a touchdown.
Listen, you know, I mean, those are great when they happen, you know, yeah. But, you know, there's different perspectives on different things. Like I talked to Michael last night. First of all, we had over 7,500 people here watching the game in our various locations.
Right. Not just here at the sports book.
No,
but
not.
Ballrooms.
We had parties and, yeah. You know, we got a couple spots over there, you know, everywhere.
Oh, trust me. I know that from the parking lot because when I came to do the show, someone snaked me. I had my blinker on going into a parking lot.
Oh.
They come whipping around the corner and go in, and I'm like, I'm going to kill that dude. And then this woman walks out of the car, and I'm like, oh, wow, okay.
Mm-hmm. So there, listen, I think the number, well, of course we want to make money.
Yeah.
But, you know, what Michael really wants is us to present a really good product, take care of the customers. That's the most important thing. And, you know, and the numbers are going to come out today. I have no idea if they'll be good or bad. Ours were good. But in the overall scheme of things, you know, a properly run casino, which I would certainly say the South Point
for
is.
For sure.
I mean, we're a drop in the bucket. You know, I mean, the slots pay the bills. The hotel is a huge moneymaker. You know, the pit does well. You know, there's so many different things. We're part of it. And I think we're a big part marketing-wise. I always say there's like a lack of symmetry to what our bottom line is compared to what your reputation in the community is.
I say this all the time, yeah.
Yeah, a total lack of symmetry.
Yeah.
So from my perspective, I just want to do things right. And that's what Michael wants. You know, and I think Michael's 100% right. Let's just take care of our customers, do everything properly, and the wins will take care of themselves, you know.
We're going to talk about this golf tournament real quickly, but Kelly, you did not get home. You did not have a Scottie Scheffler piece. We both had Scottie Scheffler pieces in tournament.
Yeah, I took small plus one. I had plus 140 on him on Saturday when he was cruising on Saturday, but he hit like three fairways or something ridiculous and wasn't even putting that well. I'm like, man, if this guy's hitting approach shots like this,
I said it with Brady multiple times last year. This dude, you almost have to have a piece of him every single tournament he's in. And
yeah.
I didn't preflop, but yes, by the end of the final round, are you still plus money? Sure.
It was a small loser overall for me. Xander getting out a top five hurt. Got a big top 20 home on him though. I mean, look, Xander, JT, Sungjae, top 20s all hit. Max Homa backing up after a strong start that stunk too. Missed out there. One of my biggest bets, I talked about JT posted top 40, never stood a chance. Corey Connors was a little disappointing. Yeah, one rough one. I did take a JT matchup over Rahm. I just couldn't pass up on the number.
Oh.
Plus 240. And then Rahm goes out and birdies 17.
Oh, JT made such a run yesterday, too.
Yeah, he did.
By the way, Long Shots, the golf podcast, Matt Brown, Kelly Bidlin, Wes Reynolds, and Matt Brown will be in this chair for the rest of the week on vacation.
Yeah, we got Riviera this week. It'll be another great tournament. Tiger Woods in the field opens up about 100-1 ish is what we're seeing. That would be another exciting week of golf.
VSiN.com/podcast for all of our podcasts. You were saying, Chrissy, that here's Super Bowl weekend, that you got barely any golf action.
I was surprised how little action I got on that because it's a great tournament
yeah.
every year. I mean, people love the tournament. I had a lot of people watching it. I didn't have that much action. I mean, it wasn't horrible, but I just expected to have a better handle with all the people in betting the Super Bowl. But I think everybody was just concentrating on all their Super Bowl bets, and kind of forgot about the golf a little bit. Like I said, we had some action. We did okay on the tournament and all that, but I thought it would be a little better.
So how many – what percentage of your clientele now has already made a futures bet for next year in the NFL?
In the NFL?
Yeah.
Oh, just a couple percent.
Just a couple percent.
Yeah.
And now that football is behind us – obviously, March Madness is the next huge thing on the horizon. Those first 4 days of March Madness still trump the Super Bowl for you?
Probably, yeah. I mean, if you take the tournament as a whole.
For sure.
It definitely is right. You know, last year was almost twice as much as the Super Bowl.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, it's just incredible.
March Madness is awesome.
Jesus.
Yeah, I mean, and we talk about having – we're going to have a big – party for the March Madness here, too. So,
right. And by the way, the South Point doesn't strike me as like the March Madness place to be. So if it's happening here, imagine what that's like on the Strip.
Well, I'll tell you,
in terms of trumping the Super Bowl.
Yeah, well, I would take exception with that because we're really promoting the hell out of it, and we have for years, and we do a great, great business on the March Madness.
Did you take exception with that or did you take umbrage? Which one? I want to know what you took with that.
Oh, my God. Did you have a thesaurus with you, Kelly? Yeah.
I'd like to know what you took on me.
It is always busy in here for March Madness.
I'm still working on altitude and elevation, so give me a break.
Me too, Chris. Me too.
One of the great primetime action debates of all time.
Gil and Matt yelling at each other over which one it was, and me sitting back here trying to Google it, and I'm like, I still don't know. I'm like, I'm relearning it. I still don't know.
We've been doing this show with Gil for like 10-plus years. I'm almost there, Kelly. I'm almost there.
Oh, man. Well, and I was just saying there's a great stretch here because it's really like tennis's and golf's fifth majors, TPC and Indian Wells, followed by March Madness, followed by the Masters. The Masters is still your number one golf tournament, no matter what.
Yeah. 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 U.S. Open's getting up there.
It is.
You know, the Masters, we just have so long to book it. You know, we put it up, in what, September, October last year. Mm-hmm. So there's a long time to book it. I know they change the course a little bit every year, but it's, you kind of know what you're going to get, and that's what people, have opinions on this or that. So it's pretty good. And the U.S. Open's just, that's just wild. And some people like that better, but I don't know if it'll catch the Masters anytime soon, but the U.S. Open's been pretty strong lately.
Just be happy your app held up yesterday.
Oh, I am.
Because not everybody's did.
Not everybody's did.
Not everybody's did. Before we forget, because it's our last chance here before vacation to plug the book, which, by the way, I have both of your books in the bag ready to go.
Okay.
Had the last third of Then One Year and the full of your latest.
When you finish Then One Year, you'll know why I know you haven't finished it.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
See, he threw a $100 bill in my book, apparently, in the back. It's still sitting there.
I didn't do that. Oh, okay. No. But Adolf Osmo, my brother, it's selling well. It's doing well. And the reviews have been great, so I'm very happy with the reviews. And like I said, when you do these, you're not going to make a ton of money, But that book's very personal to me because there's a lot of my heart and soul that I think is in there, and I think it's really good. And the reviews have been great.
And you are planning for your next book because people love as great as your second and third books are, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. People love Then One Day. That's the one that's close to their heart.
Selling well, yeah.
Because it was, on the Story Times on Beating the Books podcast that you were kind enough to do week after week, and then it's in book form, fleshed out with additional stories. You're going to do a second type of book like that next.
Yeah, actually, the second book that I did was supposed to be kind of like that, but doing it kind of in a journal form. But, of course, 2020 happened with COVID and kind of threw my plans to the wind.
I have to tell you, that is amazing to go back through that book, though. Like the stuff we forgot was happening. Like some of those pages where you're like, you do it day by day and you're like, oh, thank God they're playing some random sport.
Yeah, like, I know. I think a lot of people did forget it. And that's why I think that book will be looked upon, even though, it sold okay. It did all right. But I think years from now, people look back on that one and say, holy cow, we forgot all this happened.
It's a mind-numbing time capsule. Yeah. It really is.
It was tough.
Oh, my God, I remember that.
Yeah.
That's Then One Year. The new one after this is going to be called, what did you say again?
I think it's going to be Then One Life.
Then One Life. Beautiful. Coming back, wrapping things up with Chrissy Andrews, Kelly Bidlin, Gil Alexander. Numbers Game Special Monday Edition, an annual tradition here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
A numbers game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks, unleashing the spirit of Las Vegas with BetMGM Rewards. Every time you make a wager at BetMGM, you can earn BetMGM Rewards points so you can redeem for online bonus credits like bonus bets and bet insurance tokens. Planning a trip to Vegas? You can also convert your BetMGM points into MGM Rewards points that you can use towards dining, shows, and hotel rooms at over 20 MGM Resorts properties located on the Las Vegas Strip and nationwide. BetMGM Rewards, sports betting's premier loyalty program featuring exclusive offers, incredible experiences, and valuable perks when you wager on the BetMGM app. Sign up with BetMGM or log in today to get an even bigger piece of the action with BetMGM. rewards. Eligibility restrictions apply. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years of age or older to wager. New and existing customer offer. All promotions subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire in 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Skill Alexander. It's Kelly Bidlin. Special Monday morning post-Super Bowl edition of A Numbers Game. Pro tip. Can we do a pro tip today? Let's do a pro tip.
Yeah.
It's like you came up with the idea to do the pro tip. And I'm acting like it's
mine. I called out Wyatt on one, and then, this is the second one.
Kelly, by the way, Kelly today, Chris, he's just taking down people on the show. Just taking down people. Don't go betting 49ers quarterbacks in the NFL MVP market right now. We have no idea who'll be starting as of now. This was more off-air than on-air.
Yeah.
We were just looking at this market, and three San Francisco quarterbacks are listed in the, 60-1 or shorter?
65-1 or shorter. You have 25-1 on Purdy, 35-1 on Trey Lance.
And 65-1 on James Garoppolo?
Yep.
Man. Who, again, we don't know what team he's going to end up with. So don't do that. That's your pro tip of the hour. We do one every hour here at VSiN across every show, so that means at least 20 every day. They're all available for VSiN Pro subscribers only at VSiN.com, where you could sort them by sport and by show. Chrissy Andrews joining us here, as he does each and every Monday during football season. I'm going to miss you during Mondays off season.
I know. I say it all the time. That's my favorite 2 hours of the week.
Mine I'm too.
About getting up early after Saturday and Sunday.
That'll be a nice sleep.
Yeah, but we get drink a little coffee.
Let me just ask you the macro question. You've been doing this for how long now? 4 decades?
79 is when I started here.
79. Steelers were still winning Super Bowls, early Super Bowls back then.
Yeah, we won one since then, too.
A couple since then. Does the Super Bowl still move your needle more than anything? Like, do you still get the same excitement that you always have?
Oh, yeah. I mean, well, there's, a couple of years it's been a one-week buildup, but it's usually a two-week buildup. And I got to tell you, I mean, there's pressure. I mean, there is. And a lot of it is self-induced. It's not like Michael's going to fire me. Probably not going to happen.
Yeah.
But there is pressure, and a lot of it, like I said, is self-induced. I mean, I want to do well.
You
want to win money. So, I mean, I know for the last 2 weeks, I've probably been pretty grumbly at times, that I've just – there's a lot of stress and putting out a lot of props and, doing a lot of business and, a lot of things to take care of. And, so it's it's stressful, and, it moves the needle for me personally, I can tell you that.
What was the one you said defensive touchdown was noteworthy?
Defensive touchdown, that's another one that hurt us too, So.
What was your number on that again? Do you remember?
I can't remember.
Yeah, but it hurt you.
It hurt, yeah.
Do you ever think you want to get into, the other more novelty props business? Do you ever look at, the Gatorade stuff or the halftime stuff and say, boy, I wish I was booking that?
No.
Before I even finished the sentence, I was looking at his face. He's like, I'm going to pounce on you.
Not at all.
No, I'm going to pounce on that answer. Yes. Not you personally.
First he takes umbrage and then exception and others.
Was that an umbrage or an exception, Kelly? Which we never ruling on that.
Yeah. Do you try to, in terms of handle, I mean, I don't know if there's any way that you can do this, but does it matter to you to... I guess your goal would be to have as much volume as possible from year to year, but how do you do that? By offering more props? It's not like you're out there marketing, hey, look at us, but you do with the juice, right?
Yeah, no, so. Listen, we've talked about it, and I could think of three guys who bet me props who did very well.
Mm-hmm.
And I try to go in. Matter of fact, the one guy, I don't want to say his name, he came bet late, and he bet me... I want to say about 10 props. I was 9 out of 10 I'm rooting for you on. So, yeah.
So did you say, because we talked about with, and I'll bring up Rufus because he was on the show last week. And, Steve,
and Rufus is one of those.
Yeah.
He talks about it.
Yeah. So he was one of, he
did
said,
well with me. I don't know what, I know he's all over the place.
He said that he's like, the way that this has changed for him with Super Bowl prop weeks, the 2 weeks beforehand, is now he does a lot more of his betting, or a lot more than he used to, day of game, and it was really a logistical thing for him to just be able to get to as many places as possible. So you saw that behavior from him and beyond.
Well, listen, when Rufus bets me, I'd like to go in with his props.
Yeah.
Needing the same sides he did, and we did okay on the props. We didn't kill them, but Rufus did well with us, and we did well following him. A couple other guys, and then there's some guys you want to beat. We didn't get two-way action on, even guys who were pretty sharp. But I try to go in needing some of their size, but sometimes they move so much, you just can't overcome it. But overall, you know, we did well. We did okay.
Yeah. The football historian in you, who has witnessed Chuck Knoll, Terry Bradshaw as your home team growing up, but just, you know, all the we talked about the Brady and Montana comparisons.
I've seen every Super Bowl from the very first one.
You from the first one when it wasn't even called that.
Yeah, when it was the AFL-NFL championship.
Mahomes walks into the Hall of Fame even if he retired today. I was saying that earlier. Yeah. And probably walked in even before yesterday. He's 27 years old.
Yeah.
If I said to you, if I said, okay, go, Chrissy, how about a prop? Patrick Mahomes Super Bowl wins. What would you set that line at right now?
What's he got right now?
Two.
I'd say 4.5, maybe 5.
4.5, I think, is the number.
Yeah, that's hard. You know, I mean, what's Andy Reid going to do? Andy Reid's got to be, is he going to retire?
So it looks
I don't think he's going to retire right now.
Yeah, it looks like he's not, which there was speculation yesterday that he might, because he didn't, because he wouldn't answer the question. He got tired of answering it, basically.
I mean, and then Eric Bieniemy, who I think has been a big part of Patrick Mahomes' ascendance and been a terrific offensive coordinator and works well with Andy Reid. They seem to be simpatico. Is he going to move on? There's rumors that he was.
It feels
that, that might hurt him a little bit.
It feels like he's only getting a gig when Andy Reid retires.
I know. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. You know, there's certain guys you never know why didn't they ever get the chance. And not everybody throws race out there. I think there's that's probably part of it. But there's other things that have like there's other black guys that have been head coaches with far less credentials than Eric Bieniemy.
He might just not interview well. He might not.
Maybe. Yeah. You know, I don't know. But, you know, and some guys are just brilliant at exactly what they do.
Yeah.
And you know, he might be one of those guys, you know. But, I mean, I don't know if he's the best offensive coordinator. He got to be in the conversation, though.
It's like, you know, we talk about Sean McDermott can never win coach of the year because he's got Josh Allen. It's one of those things with Eric Bieniemy. It's like, well, there's Andy Reid and there's Patrick Mahomes. I mean, it's hard to evaluate, right?
Yeah.
Some things are harder than others. We talked about that with the Eagles in some respect before the Super Bowl. They're hard to evaluate because they didn't beat a murderer's row of teams.
No, they did not.
And so you just never knew what would happen if they fell behind in this Super Bowl. Right. They did. They reacted quite well.
Yeah.
It was absolutely a great
game. I got to tell you, in all honesty, I mean, Jalen Hurts played better than Mahomes yesterday.
Yeah.
I mean, he didn't get the win, but I mean, if Philly wins, he wins the MVP in a cakewalk.
He definitely does. I don't know if he played better because Mahomes was pretty pristine in the second half.
Well, yeah. Yeah. Better can be, an ambiguous term, you know, but he was great when he had to be. But Hurts, if you take four quarters of quarterback play, Hurts was better.
Yes, and Mahomes was one throw away shy of perfection in the second half. That's how amazing
was
he was. By the way, the ones of the people that have bet futures, are you aware of what they've bet for next year yet, or you don't?
Yeah,
know?
Raiders.
Raiders?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That's who they bet?
Oh, yeah, because
you
know
their quarterback is.
Yeah. I guess I should have predicted that. So it's all
they're getting Aaron Rodgers, right? I mean, that's a four
slam dunk,
isn't it? I mean, we know that.
The Raiders, by the way.
Jets, by the way, getting some jet money, too. Again,
well, that's the Aaron Rodgers thing, Raiders were about 40 to 1.
Yeah, I think 30 I got them.
Yeah, that's unbelievable.
Yeah.
People really just bet what they want.
At this point in time, you might as well.
Those people do.
Yeah. I mean, you know, if you know you're going to root for the Raiders all year, the Jets, or whoever you got. You bet them now. You get a good price.
That should really be the pro tip of the hour. It's like, okay, here we are. Let this be the last thing we say after going through the Super Bowl extensively this morning. You know, you don't have to bet for the Super Bowl for next year. You don't get extra points for being a hero doing it this early. You really don't.
Speak for yourself.
Yeah. No. I'm just saying, yes, you want to get ahead of free agency, but you want to have a better inkling, I think, of where it's going to go. And the Raiders don't appear to be that team that's going to get anybody. That could be different. I could be wrong about that, but it does not appear that
Aaron Rodgers. Josh McDaniels on his second head coaching gig, and Eric Bieniemy still on zero.
Yeah.
You go from there.
Well, that is an interesting comp, right? I get it. Belichick didn't call plays like Andy Reid does, but in the case of McDaniels, he got a couple opportunities. One he shunned, one he took, even though it was Belichick and Brady. But I get it. Belichick doesn't call plays Andy Reid does. We've done all we can do. Super Bowl 57. I hope it was a winner for you. In some respect, if not great, maybe a prosciutto sandwich, like for Chrissy. For Kelly Bidlin, for Chrissy Anderson, thank you again for doing every Monday this year.
Oh, my pleasure.
Appreciate it, always. Kelly, Matt Brown in this chair. Enjoy the rest of the week. We don't know who's next week, but we'll find out.
Enjoy vacation, my friend.
Thank you, brother. It's a numbers game at VSiN, the sports betting network. The Lombardi line is next.